Hi, this is Charles Kelly. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day on a Friday, the 3rd of July, here in London. It's summertime now, and tomorrow is Independence Day, as they call it here. It's obviously Independence Day in America, so the markets are closed today. But here, it's Independence Day because the pubs are opening again, and restaurants and some other types of businesses that will be open tomorrow. And I expect some people will be queuing up. I understand they can't open till 6 a.m., so they're not allowed to open at midnight, 1 minute past midnight tonight. But they will be opening early in the morning, and I'm sure there'll be some people queuing up there gagging for a pint, but we shall see. Also, holidaymakers have been given some relief today because the air corridors that I was ranting about all this week have been announced. And this the air corridors mean it's another new phrase that we've never heard of, like in a bubble or social distancing. It should be unsocial distancing, shouldn't it, really? But the air corridors means that between two countries there's this imaginary corridor between which people can travel without restrictions on return, such as spending 14 days self-isolating. And this is great news because it will give people that clarity to know that they can go on holiday and say go to France and Spain and Germany, but not Portugal for some reason. Portuguese must be hopping mad about this because Portugal has a lower rate than us, but for some reason they're not on the list. Also absent are the USA, perhaps understandably, has been the hotbed of the countries, and Sweden is not on the list, and the Philippines. Now, I get a lot of viewers from the Philippines, but I've been keeping an eye on the Philippines. I go there most years, but I haven't been there at all this year for obvious reasons. But the Philippines are allowing Philippine passport holders to go, but not, as they call, foreigners, anyone with a foreign passport. And I believe anybody, I've read that even Filipinos who live abroad and maybe have taken, say, UK citizenship, may not be allowed in either, even if they have a dual nationality passport, because if you take citizenship of another country, you apparently have given up your allegiance to the Philippines, which is not the way I heard it. When I was at a meeting in London, I think it was the President Arroyo who said, you can now have dual citizenship or you know, because they were the ones blocking dual citizenship, not the UK. So if you're a Filipino passport with a British passport, welcome back. You can now have dual nationality. And have a Philippine passport, and of course they collect the fees for that every few years, and they're higher than I think British. But now they're saying if you're a Filipino who has a UK citizenship but a Filipino passport, you can't come back into the country at the moment. It also makes it difficult for couples where maybe you might have a British or an American husband, but or wife, and but the and one partner is Filipino with a Philippine passport. It makes it difficult for the family to travel together. But anyway, that's another thing that will have to be sorted out by the president there. As I said, some businesses will be allowed to open, so that's good news for the tourism industry general, generally the hospitality industry. So if you're working in that industry, I'm sure it will be great news for you, as we're really in the summer right now. So it's come a little bit late, but at least we're back in the running. The CEO of Heathrow reported that in May, the numbers of people travelling through to Heathrow were down by 97%, and this is why there's been so many redundancies and job layoffs in the airline industry and in the airport industry. Thousands and thousands of jobs are going in those industries. And then when the job furlough scheme comes to an end at the end of September, then I think we're going to see thousands of more jobs going. In fact, the UK has been hit by the worst economic contraction in 40 years, new figures have revealed. I reported on that a couple of days ago. The recession is well and truly underway in the UK and in America. Millions of people losing their jobs, millions of people already unemployed, quarter of the workforce on job furlough, which means the taxpayers are forking out for this at a tune of, I don't know how many billions a day, but it's certainly going to run into 300 billion by the end of the year. And that means that the government are going to be just printing money to pay for all of this, And that will ultimately devalue the value of the pound in your pocket or the dollar in your pocket as they keep printing this money. However, this could have the effect, as it did in the last recession when quantitative easing was in, we heard this term quantitative easing for the first time, printing money, or quack economy, economics as we call it. And this could have the effect, as it did then, of inflating the price of real assets such as property and shares. Because some people don't consider money or paper money or fiat currency as real assets. But if you put your money into assets like property, or you invest in companies through the stock market, those are considered real assets. And the value of those could be inflated, causing a bit of a boom in property and shares. But that boom could be short-lived. I personally think shares are already overvalued and property is still overvalued, particularly in the southeast of the UK. It's well beyond the affordability of most people. When I bought a place years and years ago, I think there was a multiple of something like 2.5 to 3 times average salary you could buy a place. Now, in some parts of London, it's certainly more than 10. In some expensive cities like St Albans, it's 13 or 14 at last year. So prices have got to come down to more sensible levels, which would be good for everyone. It would also help if the government built more social housing as well. And shares are well overpriced, I think. They were overpriced at the end of last year. They came down in March, but have gone up again, mainly, I think, because of all the money that's been pumped in by the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, that is inflating, and that's going through the financial institutions, and that's inflating the price of shares. And also because the fund managers have got so much money coming in from pension schemes, from various savings schemes, and they have to invest that. And they can't just sit on it in cash like you or I could. They have to put that into the market, and that's pushing share prices up. As I was saying yesterday, the NASDAQ is leading the field, and certainly the companies like the FANG companies, the FAANG, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Apples, the Netflix and the Googles are now worth $4 trillion between those five companies, and they're certainly leading the march in terms of the growth in the stock market over the past couple of months. But the tech companies obviously have done very well from the lockdown, unlike the traditional big giants and conglomerates like oil companies and car makers who are doing really badly. I also mentioned that another tech car company, Tesla, is now worth more than Toyota. It's the most valuable car company in the world. So that was the kind of rundown of the news this week. Also, the Instagram rich list was published. And who is the top of that rich list? Can you guess? Kardashians? No. Was Kardashians last year? Now it is. Come on. Anybody? No? Okay. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is now top of the Instagram rich list. And this is based on how much he earns per post. How much do you think The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the wrestler turned actor, earns per post? So if you said to him, I want you to promote my product, how much would he charge you to just say, hey, I'm wearing this shirt, and I'm wearing this jacket, and I'm doing this, I'm here, I'm there, I'm going to see this movie. How much do you think he would get for a short post like that? Do you know how much? $1 million, over $1 million. Kim Kardashian also gets nearly $1 million. Taylor Swift and lots of, the list is on yesterday's post, but certainly people like Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, there's two of the Kardashians in that top 10, and some other media stars, singers and that sort of thing. But it's unbelievable how much they earn. And what I was trying to say yesterday is that there is real money being earned online, and you don't need to be a superstar or a person with 1 million followers to make money online. There are lots of ways of making money online without having millions of followers on social media or even a website. So if you're interested in that, do drop me a line on an old-fashioned email, if you like, or on Facebook Messenger, just saying, look, I'm interested in the course. Let me know when the next one comes up, and I'll put you on the list. And, you can learn how to do things like sell online, trade, open up an Amazon store online. It's certainly cheaper than open up a store in the high street and losing all your money after a year or two, you know, when you've sunk £50,000 or £100,000 into the project and then lost your money or your relative's money or the bank's money, open an online store with Amazon for $30 a month and start trading within hours. That's the way forward, I think. Later on, you can have a physical presence if you like, that's fine. But get the product going, see if the product sells. And you can easily test products online. Unlike, you know, in a shop, you have to buy all this stock, you know, and then you're stuck with it if you can't sell it. Like the shops are now, you know, a lot of the shops are closing down at the moment. They've got all this stock they were expected to sell maybe in the spring or for the summer collection. Can't sell it. What are they going to do with it all? So it's very difficult. I think we are now in a new economy. And, you know, you've got to look at, will your job be one of those jobs that unfortunately will be phased out in this new economy with new technology, artificial intelligence, a new way of doing things, more working from home, less offices, less office space needed. OK, that might be good for property developers. But if you're one of the victims of that, then I think you've got to start thinking now, thinking ahead, what am I going to do if my job is phased out in the next few years? And I think the coronavirus has accelerated the use of technology by maybe 5 years, as Theo Patihas, the Dragon's Den, said just recently. So you've got to think about this. Can you create a second income? Can you create a second income online or in property? Again, you know, it's time now to look at not the overall economy, but your economy, the economy, and see what you can do about it to secure yourself and secure your family, to keep food on the table and to keep money coming in. You've got to look at ways of adapting to this, learning new skills and building second incomes, which could become your main income. So how can you create a second income? Drop me a line. There are lots of free seminars going on at the moment. You don't need a lot of money to get into property. You don't need a lot of money to set up online businesses. You can do it very, very cheaply. You can do it from your desktop even. So just let me know if you're interested in that. And I will certainly put you on the list for any courses that are coming up in the next week. There's certainly some coming up next week, and they are free. So thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. And I think, as Boris's latest catchphrase is, enjoy summer safely, enjoy summer safely, enjoy summer safely. Bangs on the table, enjoy summer safely. That's Boris's latest catchphrase. So enjoy summer safely, keep safe tomorrow, and be careful down those pubs, because I think they're going to be crammed full of people trying to fight to get to the bar to have a drink, although you're not allowed to drink at the bar now. So thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye for now. Money tips. Charles Kelly bringing you money tips to help you save, earn, invest, accumulate, and enjoy more money. Check out my book on Amazon, and I'll be certainly soon launching a course version of the book and money tips. Thanks very much. Bye for now.